Just like to give a reflection on one small part of today's gospel. The kingdom of heaven, says Jesus, is like treasure hidden in a field which someone has found. He hides it again, goes off happy, sells everything he owns, and buys the field. Let's just try to unpack that parable for a moment. Imagine the guy there, yeah? Some big laborer, and he's digging and digging and digging and digging and digging and... He hits something. What's this? He clears something away. He sees his chest. He clears around it. Bends down. I won't because I got bad knees, but I'll try. Goes in. Lifts it up. Opens the lid. And then just is absolutely flabbergasted. I guess I don't say that anymore, but anyway, absolutely flabbergasted. Because inside this chest, gold, jewels, necklaces, crowns, tiaras, anything else you can think of, treasure just beyond his dreams that he could even have begun to thought of. There's probably about $5 billion worth of treasure. But about 5 million, maybe. Five billion. Let's go for it. He suddenly looks around, just to check that no one's seen him. Great, no one around. He puts the chest back, comes it over, and then he runs. He runs back to his house, and he goes and says to his wife, we've got to sell all our possessions, everything, we've got to sell everything. The wife is, what is going on here? And he says, we've got to sell everything so that we can buy this field. The wife says, hang on a bit, huh? And he says, no, because in this field is this amazing, amazing treasure. If we sell our house, if we sell all our possessions, we'll have just enough to buy this field, and then we'll have the treasure in it. She doesn't believe him, actually. Nevertheless, he starts off and he sells the house. Starts selling all his possessions. And other people around get to hear this and they come, a lot of them just laughing at him. This guy has gone off his rocker. This guy is crazy. A lot of people just looking at him, laughing, having a good laugh. And then other people, they take it a bit more seriously as they care for his wife and his children. Look, you have got responsibilities. You have got responsibilities. Do not be so stupid. You've gone mad. And he goes on about this field. They think he's crazy. But he knows. He knows that he is not crazy. He knows that the value of the treasure in that chest is far, far, far more than all his house and possessions and anything like that. And it doesn't matter if everyone laughs at him and ridicules him. Because he knows the value of the treasure. And so, obviously, he buys the field, gets the treasure, etc. obvious analogy is ourselves and the kingdom of heaven. That's what it's about. So many people do not know the value of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is basically Jesus. Jesus is the kingdom of heaven personified. But there's so many people who just don't understand the value. Even so many Catholics. And most especially so many Catholic young people. Yeah? Most young people, don't they? They think church, mass, Jesus, dull, boring, irrelevant. Almost everyone. And they can't understand it when a young person takes their faith seriously. When a young person says, I want to give up anything and everything that stops me receiving more of Jesus. Knowing his love, knowing his life. When a young person comes to realize how amazing it is to know Jesus. When a young person has experienced the joy of following Jesus. They don't mind giving up or even not indulging in drugs. Yeah, many people around them say, oh, no, come on, take some drugs. And they think they're having a good time. They think they're having a good time. They don't know what a good time is. And they laugh or ridicule or even persecute young people when they say, no, we don't want to get drunk with you. We don't want to go and have sex before marriage. We don't want to gamble. Jesus is more than that. We don't mind giving it up. And again, so many young people think following the church's commandments and laws and rules, how terrible, you know, the church just wants to stifle us. I don't know if you remember the psalm. The psalmist said, Lord, I love your commands. Lord, I love your commands. When we know Jesus, we don't experience God's commands as a heavy burden imposing us and stopping us from doing what's good. We see it as something good. Something to help us to become what we're meant to be the people we're meant to be. Other people, many other young people, most other young people in Australia don't understand that. They'll laugh at you if you do that. But know the treasure. Know Jesus. St. Paul said, I consider everything that I used to have before as absolute rubbish. I think he used the four-letter word, actually, it's done, compared with the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ. Everything else is rubbish. I want to encourage you, everybody here, but especially young people. Church is not dull, boring, and irrelevant. Actually, a lot of the time it is, but don't tell others that. It is, but it shouldn't be, and it needn't be. Jesus is not dull, boring, and irrelevant. Giving your life to him, following him, is not dull, boring, and irrelevant. Find the treasure. Find the treasure. And it won't matter if other people laugh at you, or other people persecute you, or make fun of you, or maybe even if your parents say, hang on a minute, you're taking this a bit too seriously. You know, I'd like you to go to Mass. Yeah, that's good. But you're taking it a bit seriously now. Sometimes even parents can say that. Doesn't matter. Know the value. Know the treasure. But then don't hide it like the man in the parable. Because it's more than enough for everybody. It's infinite. Let others know about the love of Jesus that you've experienced. Amen.